Now, every now and again, here in the Northern Territory, some of our young people stand out and shine brighter than we would expect. Lots of our kids get a bad rap in the media, in the newspapers. We're always looking at things that they're doing wrong and things that we need to focus on to get them on the right track. But some kids here in the Northern Territory, well, they're kicking goals all over the place, and Peyton Clay is one of those. Good morning, Patey.
Good morning, Mel.
All right, gorgeous girl. Tell me why you are in orange today.
Well, we have a sports day after this and I'm going to support my school.
What house are you in?
Earth, the best team.
The what?
Earth.
Earth, you're in team Earth?
Yeah.
All right, excellent. And do I understand that you're a bit of a captain?
Yes.
Are you school captain?
House captain.
House captain. So you're going to be cheering on your house today.
All the time.
Oh, brilliant stuff. So the orange hair, the orange shirt, the orange skirt, the orange socks. You've certainly gone above and beyond today.
Thank you.
Now you look gorgeous. Now let's talk about something or some change you're hoping to affect at your school. Because from what I understand from your amazing mum, Dan, you're just anti-bullying kid. You are just done with it.
Yes.
Yeah. So what made you decide that you wanted to be a champion for those kids that maybe are getting bullied?
Well, myself, I've known how it feels to be bullied, and it was a really hard experience. It really hurt my feelings, and it crushes my heart to see other people go through that pain as well as I did. So I want to make the school a safe and better environment for everyone.
And what school do you go to?
Jingley Primary School.
So you would know too, it's not just your school. It's not just your school that has bullying. It's all over the place, isn't it?
Yeah, sadly, we can't go to every school, but I hope if people hear this, they'll be able to make their school better as well.
So what's your plan, honey? What are you hoping to do?
Well, by the end of this year, we're hoping to eliminate bullying and to stop it from happening because it really hurts people, and that's our goal, to make everyone happy, feel safe in a good environment.
So when you talk about, you're talking not just about yourself, do you have a group of friends with you or who are hoping to help you?
Well, the people I started with this last year have left to middle school, but my friends from this year, Matilda, Ariana and Talia, have made this group extraordinary and helping me change the school in an outrageously outstanding way.
Oh, amazing. So hoping to have zero bullying cases at Jingley Primary School by the end of the year.
Yes.
That is amazing. And it sounds like you've got great friends who are ready to help you. Now, when you talked about this, you said you wanted it to be visual. You wanted people to be able to see you and your team of mates and know that in you they would find a friend and a safe place. So how are you hoping to make that a visual thing?
Well, we started a group called the Wellbeing Warriors to make sure everyone can get involved and to spread the word around the school and to help everyone know that the bullying is over and that we can all have fun. And for those people who bully, I'm sorry, but it won't be very much longer for you guys to take your turn.
That's right. You are on notice from Peyton and her warriors. So one way you thought that people could look at you and see that you were there to help was maybe to create some badges.
Yes, that is. Well, me and my friends came up with the idea to have a button maker, but they didn't have any at the shop, so the amazing Luke Gosling bought one for the school, and we are going to use it to make badges and to do our logos, but we won't be making them. The team will.
That's right. So the team behind the Warriors will be getting together, making the buttons and wearing them proudly. Now, Luke Gosling's on the line. Hey, Luke, how are ya?
Good morning, Mel. Hi, Peyton.
Hi.
Luke, thanks so much for providing the button maker to Peyton and Peyton's school. Isn't she extraordinary?
Oh, incredible, Mel. Just, just makes me so proud just to hear her explaining what her and her friends are doing there. And when I heard about it, I just, wanted to give them a hand. I mean, just to see such leadership and compassion in our young people just, gives us great hope for the future, Mel.
Yeah, it really does. And you would know better than anyone, our youth don't get the greatest rap you know, in media and around the place. But with kids like this coming through, things are looking pretty bright.
Yeah, they certainly are, Mel. And, you know, it's a hard time when you're young. And it doesn't matter who you are or what, you know, background you might be from. You know, bullying just destroys so many young people. And, you know, often the bulliers, you know, don't know how much of a devastating impact what their behaviour is having on other people, whether it be in the schoolyard, primary school or high school or out on the street. So I thought it was just an amazing initiative of Patents to have a visual sign to others in the schoolyard that they're there to help.
Yeah, absolutely. And Luke, is it true that you're going to have some of Peyton and her Warriors buttons on the counter at your office?
Yeah, we certainly will, and we'll look for other opportunities. I'm talking to some of my other colleagues as well about supporting the similar initiatives in other schools. So I think what Peyton and her friends have started here will really grow into something that's, you know, going to have a real effect on the lives of young Territory kids. And for that, you know, I just am in awe of their initiative and their just get up and go and their pride in who they are and, you know, what they want their school environments to be. And as you said, Mel, that's just, it's so uplifting for all of us, and we can all take an example from Peyton and her friends.
Yeah, absolutely, Luke. Thank you so much for your time this morning, buddy, and thank you so much for providing the button maker to Peyton and Jingley Primary School, buddy. We'll talk again soon.
Good on you, Mel. See you, mate.
Luke Gosling thinks you're a bit of a legend, and so do we. How amazing would it be, Patey, if something that you've started with your Warriors, with your friends, went right across Territory schools and you had bullying Warriors everywhere? What did you call them again?
Wellbeing Warriors.
Wellbeing Warriors all over the Northern Territory.
It would be extraordinary.
You are extraordinary. So tell me about some of the things that the buttons are going to say.
Well, we're going to say good motivating words and make up some new catchphrases, like bullying doesn't deserve to be around here or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, well, a lot of them are going to have different colours and pictures on them with our logo, WWW.
Lovely. Wellness Warriors is two W's. What's the third?
Wellness Warriors. I can't remember what it is.
But once you get some buttons done, you have to promise me that you'll get some to me as well, because I want to put them on the counter here at Territory FM. We'll put them at Luke Gosling's and we'll see where else we can spread them right across the Territory. It is a beautiful message that you're spreading. It's an amazing initiative that you're doing, and I think everybody is so very, very proud of you, and you deserve to be just celebrated at the moment, honey. Well done to you and your team, and will you keep us up to date on this amazing Wellness Warrior initiative?
Yes, I will.
Excellent. You have a wonderful day. Now, do you want to say hello to anybody?
I would like to say hello to Matilda, Tali and Ariana. I'm sorry I couldn't bring you, but you're always here and you guys are also going around the Territory and people are hearing you guys right now.
Oh, God. See, this is just ridiculous. I'm about to cry on this side of the desk. You're amazing, honey. Thank you for coming on. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Mel. Goodbye.